God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 307. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
A wind shall blow in such power that it shall carry you to thresholds that you've never been to before.
Saith your Father God,
it'll cause you to soar way above the storms, above the problems, above the circumstances, above the situations. And your eyes shall be like the eyes of an eagle, and they shall be fastened upon me and upon my word. And the world shall look, and they shall know, and they shall flock unto you. They shall flee from the false. They shall flee from the dead and the dying, and they shall come unto you. For there shall be life where you are at. There shall be life, and that more abundantly,
saith your Father God.
Saith the Lord, it is time now for those who are my bride to get their oil, to fill their lamps to overflowing, to understand and to know the things that are upon the earth, to awaken the peoples of the earth, to walk before the peoples of the earth in integrity and honesty, to let them know and to show them by example what a righteous man and a righteous woman is. Put on the garment of praise. Take off the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice now, saith the Lord, for the time is short.
Many things shall be performed, even in the areas of life that you walk in, saith the Lord. Be prepared even in the marketplace. Be prepared in the workplace. For I'm doing many things in these last days, and I only need a vessel to work through. Offer yourself, saith your Father, again and again. Walk in the strength and in the might of my Spirit. For I will fill you again and again, even as I had filled the apostles in the early days, saith the Lord. Be prepared to step forward. Be prepared to speak. Be prepared to move, to act at a quick notice. Be prepared to stand in the gap and to war against the enemy when necessary. For all these things you shall be victorious, saith your Lord.
Are you ready for the days ahead? If not, get ready by reading God's Word, so you will be able to relate to the truth when you hear it. Stay tuned for an all-prophecy news behind the news program. But first this. As we broadcast around the world this fine Saturday evening over Superstation WWRB 3.185 and also over the Internet utilizing MP3 audio streaming and podcasting, we get over 250,000 people a month accessing our www.neaiga.org signs website, and up to 100 accessing our two podcasts daily, or about 3,000 podcasters each month. While many thousands listen in on the internet, MP3 streaming audio, and shortwave radio each month. So you can see this is not as small an outreach as some think. Signs, however, is a small group with all its funding coming from you, the listener. This is a listener-supported program, and offerings have fallen off. All I can do is ask you to pray about helping us stay on the air. You are listening to Signs of the Times International Radio featuring the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be his watchman. Yes, I heard God's audible voice, and I heard it twice. There is no doubt my calling is as a watchman. Yes, I prophesy. Amen. But my calling is a watchman. So I call myself God's watchman because that's what God said I was. Here is a radio check from a signs listener.
Brother Johnson, this is Sister Karen in Ontario, Canada. Just listened to your message February the 19th and was so blessed by all of it. I just wept with joy at the worship of the singing. There is a river. I thank you for all that you do in your work for the Lord and that you are God's watchman. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Sister Karen. I sure do appreciate your blessed remarks there. You really have touched my heart. Maranatha, please call in a radio check tonight. It will not cost much for the few seconds it takes, or it could even be free if you have unlimited long distance. 1-607-201-5663. That number repeats at the end of the program. Thanks for the call. It really does help me keep on keeping on. Every day I broadcast, day after day, month after month, year after year, going on 5 years just for the Signs Shortwave radio broadcast now, 10 years on the Internet. Now, the Prophecy News behind the news reports, I promised you. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Compromise on Iraq withdrawal timeline appears near. The Obama administration is close to deciding on a 19-month withdrawal plan for the bulk of U.S. troops in Iraq and could announce a timetable very soon, military officials are saying. The plan would represent a compromise between the 16-month withdrawal timetable President Barack Obama advocated during his campaign and the military's proposal for a 23-month time frame. Under this proposal, being considered, all combat forces would be pulled out of Iraq by late 2010, but a residual force of as many as 50,000 soldiers would remain. Watchman comment, the plan encompasses more than just this troop withdrawal, as the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has warned. 50,000 troops remaining is not a residual force. It's still quite massive. And will they lie about actual troop strength? Sure they will. The approximate 14,000 a month withdrawal will not go home, but be reassigned to Afghanistan, where they may be in more danger than they were in Iraq. This withdrawal lie is in truth just a shifting of the war fronts. John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Continuing. Home prices in record drop. Home prices declined at a record pace around the American nation in the final 3 months of 2008. Prices sank a record of 18.2% during the last 3 months of 2008 compared with the same period of 2007. The worst may be yet to come. Prices are going to continue to fall. They have to reflect economic reality. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be sober and watch unto prayer. Continuing, gun control advocates buoyed by Supreme Court ruling on firearms. In its first major ruling on gun rights, following a sweeping decision that largely defined the Second Amendment, the Supreme Court offered a hopeful sign to gun control advocates by upholding a ban on some gun ownership rights. The 7-2 majority opinion, authored by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, upheld a 1996 amendment that prevents those convinced of misdemeanor domestic abuse from owning firearms. Watchman comment, all well and good, if they would stop there, but they will not. Those pulling Godfather's strings want all guns, and Nazism is a form of socialism where they confiscated all guns. Continuing. Rats spark Bangladesh plague fear. Scientists have warned of the possibility of an outbreak of bubonic plague in southeast Bangladesh because of the growing population of rats. The rat population has soared in the past year, and they feed off the region's bamboo forests, which are blossoming for the first time in decades. Bubonic plague carried by rats killed millions of Europeans during the Black Death of the 14th century. Matthew chapter 24:22. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Continuing, soldier doubts eligibility, defies president's orders. A U.S. soldier on active duty in Iraq has called President Obama an imposter in a statement in which he affirmed plans to join as plaintiff in a challenge to Obama's eligibility to be commander-in-chief. The statement was publicized by California attorney Orly Taz, who, along with her Defend Our Freedom Foundation, is working on a series of legal cases seeking to uncover Obama's birth records and other documents that would reveal whether he meets the requirements of the U.S. Constitution. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Continuing. Illegitimacy in the GOP, from Dan Quayle to Sarah Palin. One of the biggest social problems facing contemporary American society is the skyrocketing illegitimacy rate. More and more babies are being born out of wedlock, and it's becoming more socially acceptable. The overall illegitimacy rate is now approaching 40%. If you break it down racially, it's about 25% among the white English-speaking majority, approaching 50% among Hispanics, and at a staggering 70% among blacks. Matthew chapter 24, verse 19. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Continuing. Obama sells U.S. to China Incorporated. The truth is starting to seep out. Because of the need for more money to finance the latest bailout, the Obama economic stimulus plan, America is going further in debt to the Chinese communists. Our country is officially being sold to the highest bidder, and we have striking confirmation of this fact from the mouth of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Watchman comment. Bill Clinton sold the USA out to the Chinese communists when he was president. Now, under Godfather, G-O-G, Godfather, Billary is now doing the same thing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, GOP's Jindal calls stimulus irresponsible legislation. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal did not mince words in his response to President Barack Obama's first congressional address, calling the president's $787 billion stimulus irresponsible legislation that will grow the government, increase our taxes down the line, and saddle future generations with debt. Watchman comment. Couldn't have said it better myself, Governor. Continuing, U.S. Army to buy 6 million of riot equipment. The U.S. Army is to invest 6 million in riot equipment, a fact that has furthered fears that the troops will be used inside the U.S. in order to quell any civil unrest resulting from ongoing economic crisis. The request, titled 84 Riot Equipment, outlines the need for hard polyethylene, shin and check guards, shock absorbing, forearm protectors, interior leg brace supports, as well as knee and ankle protectors. Watchman comment. The prophecy voice has warned of this coming soldier police state, but I wonder how many American soldiers will be willing to stand off Americans. Will they bring in UN soldiers? Continuing, and another. U.S. Guardsmen to conduct urban training in Arcadia, Iowa in April. The purpose of the April 2-5 drill will be to gather intelligence, then search for and apprehend a suspected weapons dealer. It will be important for us to gain the trust and confidence of the residents of Arcadia. The military is saying, we will need to identify individuals that are willing to assist us in training by allowing us to search their homes and vehicles and to participate in role-playing. Watchman comment. Do not do it, Arcadia, Iowa, for this is not what you think it is. It is the beginning of the confiscation of all guns. Continuing, U.S. Energy Department cannot account for nuclear materials at 15 locations. A number of U.S. institutions with licenses to hold nuclear material reported to the Energy Department in 2004 that the amount of material that they had held was less than the agency records indicate. But rather than investigating the discrepancies, energy officials wrote off significant quantities of nuclear material from the department's inventory records. Auditors found that energy could not accurately account for the quantities and locations of nuclear material at 15 out of 40 or 37% of facilities reviewed. Watchman comment, get ready for a nuke on American soil. Continuing. faith-based groups, victims of government cutbacks. Across the nation, faith-based services are reporting drops in donations and cutbacks on government funding while demand has dramatically increased. Local and state governments, struggling themselves with mounting debts, have reduced contracts and grants or have been late in payments reported by many faith-based groups. This situation has forced many faith-based groups to cut programs, lay off staff, and turn needy Americans away. Watchman comments, if they accepted government money in the first place, they were not, no, not faith-based. Continuing, home mortgage relief for millions of illegals? Illegal aliens can apply for mortgage relief. Do you hear that? Under the Godfather Obama administration's $275 billion plan. Just a quick comment. Now you wonder why I call him Godfather, and he's going to let aliens, illegals, apply for mortgage? My. Continuing. According to immigration experts and a group the government will use to help homeowners, illegal homeowners, modify loans. My. Stephen Camarota, director of research at the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington, said there is no legal prohibition against illegal immigrants owning homes. What a laugh! Watchman comment. What is wrong with America when illegal is no longer illegal? Stephen Camarota, you need your head examined. Continuing, nearly 1 million gallons of runoff, raw sewage spills into San Francisco Bay. My. That's a pretty polluted city, but now they're even polluting it more. One way or the other, they're polluted. Signs were posted at several shorelines and parks in Richmond, California, warning that water might be contaminated with harmful bacteria. After nearly 1 million gallons of runoff and raw sewage overflowed and spilled into San Francisco Bay. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 8. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity. Continuing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. UK's fight against terror must mean the end of ordinary people's privacy. Personal data of innocent citizens must be made available to the government to combat terrorism, according to an influential former security chief. Finding out other people's secrets is going to involve breaking everyday moral rules. My. Get ready, America. It's coming your way. Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 3. For the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. A cloudy day, it shall be the time of the heathen. Continuing. Here's another twist on that soldier who called Godfather Obama an imposter. In a To Whom It May Concern letter, he wrote in part that Obama has absolutely refused to provide the American public his original birth certificate, as well as other documents which may prove or disprove his eligibility. In fact, he has fought every attempt made by concerned citizens in their effort to force him to do so. His contention is that an active member of the U.S. military, he is required to follow orders from a sitting president, and he needs, on pain of court-martial, to know that Obama is eligible to be his sitting president. Watchman comment. Do you blame this soldier for not wanting to die for Godfather? As a former military man, I don't blame him at all. Continuing. Little-known bug becoming epidemic. Bay Area researchers are helping lead the fight against a little-known superbug being described by some hospitals as an epidemic. A recent study found that on any given day, more than 7,000 patients are suffering from a C. difficile infection. An estimated 300 will die from it. Matthew chapter 24, verses 7 and 8, paraphrase. For a nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be pestilences in diverse places. Continuing, FBI chief warns of attacks on U.S. cities. FBI Director Robert Mueller said the Mumbai attack demonstrates that an idea-rich but cash-poor extremist group could target U.S. cities. One pattern is of specific concern. We have learned of young men from communities in the United States radicalized and recruited here. Watchman comment. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has warned this would happen. Do you believe me now? Illegals? Good? Continuing. Government digs a deeper hole. The U.S. $787 billion stimulus bill, signed by President Barack Obama, and the $275 billion help for homeowners has been announced and generally well received, but still, the stock markets keep dropping. Worldwide, new plans for stimulus and rescue are met with daily declines in stock prices and gloomy economic figures. There's a reason for this. The markets have figured out that the deepest economic hole out of which the global economy will need to climb is the one that the world's government are digging. And right now, continuing, my, another one. The Supreme Court is considering whether illegal aliens who have used fake Social Security numbers can escape federal aggravated identity theft charges by simply claiming they never knew the identity belonged to a real person. Watchman comment, oh, get serious. They know exactly what they're doing. Illegal, get it? They are illegal with no rights whatsoever. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And even if it first begins at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? My. Continuing. Why states are shunning AKA's stimulus money? Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has gone on record stating his state will not be taking stimulus money that will force expansion of existing programs or the establishing of new programs. Joined by Governors Mark Sandard of South Carolina, Haley Barbour of Mississippi, Sarah Palin of Alaska, Butch Otter of Idaho, Mitch Daniels of Indiana, and Ricky Perry of Texas. Watchman comment, it's about time you guys woke up. USA state, stop selling your souls to the devil. Continuing. Nationalization is just a few bailout checks away. The U.S. government may be reluctantly forced to take control of major corporations, including banks and car makers, experts are saying. Given our involvement at this particular stage, there is a possibility over time that we will end up with some ownership of these institutions, a senior government official said. Watchman comment, nationalization is a part of the elitist, communistic, socialistic plan to control the world. Get ready for that if you can. Continuing, Kansas school district to vote on sexual orientation. Wichita school board members are set to vote on policies that would state that the students and employees shouldn't be discriminated against based on sexual orientation. Advocates for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people said this is a step towards creating a more accepting atmosphere in Wichita schools. Watchman comment, my. These homosexuals aren't going to give up until they get every one of your kids. That's why they want to get in the schools, don't you know? Luke chapter 17, verses 29 and 30. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Continuing, is a bill lying in wait to ban handguns? Tucked away in a committee on Capitol Hill is a firearm licensing bill that Second Amendment advocates worry may just be waiting for the right Columbine moment to emerge and effectively ban all handguns in the USA. Mike Hammond, legal advisor with Gun Owners of America, said H.R. 45 gives the federal government so much power over gun ownership that the wrong administration could use it to bring gun ownership in America to an end. Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Continuing, new Tea Party revolution brewing. The kettle's whistling. Tea parties are popping up all over the USA. People are flocking to these sites, which have cropped up practically overnight, in search of information about rallies, demonstrations, and tea parties in their own cities. The revolution, my friends, is brewing. Watchman comment, this is referring to the colonial tea party where Americans boarded British ship back in the colony days and dumped the tea cargo into the ocean to protest excessive tax controls. Continuing, two mainline denominations have announced decisions, indicating a further move away from Bible-based Christianity. In Michigan, the new bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Northern Michigan is an ordained Zen Buddhist. My, my, my. Presbyterian Church USA representatives in Arkansas and Central North Carolina have endorsed amending the church constitution to allow non-celibate homosexuals to be ordained as ministers, elders, and deacons. That is nauseating. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. Continuing. Does proposed mileage tax have hidden agenda? Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood recently stated that he would be willing to implement a plan that will tax motorists on the amount of miles driven. Massachusetts lawmakers have considered such a plan, and pilot programs have been implemented in the Northwest United States. Watchman comment, and that agenda is population control, leading up to the mark of the World Beast System, 666. Watchman shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. I pray you enjoyed tonight's program. And if it touched you in a special way, please call or write and let me know. It really helps me when you do that. I try to keep on keeping on, but sometimes I want to tell you this task that God has called me to, this Watchman ministry, can be very difficult and trying. Please write SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled LISLE, New York, abbreviate that just N. Y, zip code 13797 in the USA, with your comments, offerings, tithes, love gifts, and your blessing. How about someone else calling in tonight? Call right now, please, or as soon as the program ends. Is there anyone out there besides Brother Keith and this one radio check listening that I got last week?
Hi, it's Mike calling from Ontario, Canada, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I was listening to you on 3.185 on February 21st. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Mike Maranatha. It takes only a few seconds, and the cost is minimal, to call my 24-hour voicemail. Record any time, but remember, there is only one line, so please keep trying if you get a busy signal. 1-607-201-5663. I really appreciate hearing from my friends, and it helps so much to keep me going in the work of the Lord God has called me to. Again, write SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY, zip code 13797, with your love gifts. Thank you for listening, my friends. You can hear Signs every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all, of course, on Superstation WWRB, frequency 3.185. Be blessed, my friends, with Jesus Christ in your heart. You have absolutely nothing to fear about the end times. Revelation chapter 3, verses 19, 20, 21, 22. As many as I love, the Lord says, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, says the Lord, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, you know when things get tough, God may be chastening. But will God open the door for you tonight? Will you overcome? That is what overcomers do, you know. Be an overcomer. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus loves you. I love you. All the Signs ministers love you. Maranatha, our good friends. Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. Amen.